as the German government attempts to prosecute and otherwise deal with the trove of more than 1,400 artworks worth $1.4 billion, art confiscated from Jews by the Nazis or sold quickly and cheaply by Jews fleeing Nazi rule. The art found in Munich 2 years ago but only made public this week. Collectors and dealers around the world are all abuzz. They wonder if this might be another chance to get stolen works returned. As we mentioned, one of the owners of at least one of the pieces in the recently discovered trove in Munich was Paul Rosenberg, a leading French art dealer of his day who was a victim of the Vichy regime in France under Nazi occupation. At least 400 works worth millions of dollars were taken. The family has been searching for their lost artwork ever since, including that famous Matisse. Marianne Rosenberg is Paul Rosenberg's granddaughter. She's an attorney here in New York and continues her family's quest to recover their lost masterpieces.
The story itself is truly stranger than fiction. The idea of these extraordinary works stashed in this one room with rotting food and old cans is just very, very hard to believe. My reaction, I was alerted sort of a few days before this broke that they might be a painting that belonged to my grandfather in the lot. We got very little information. We still have gotten no information officially except they flashed up on the screen the photograph of the Matisse, the woman holding a fan, which is indeed registered as a lost piece in my grandfather's archives and in the inventory that we maintain.
Did you know this image? Did you know this painting?
Yes, we knew the painting. It was one that we were searching for, as we have searched for all the other ones since the end of the war, relentlessly. We had a photograph of it, a black and white inventory card that was taken before the war. And it was only when we saw it up on the screen during that press conference that for the first time we saw it in color.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was – I mean, it is a extraordinarily beautiful painting, but for – to be revealed to us sort of in living color was a very strong moment.
What was it like for your grandfather as an art collector, and – what did the coming of the war and the ascendance of the Nazis do to those businesses, to those collectors?
My grandfather dealt with top art and only top quality art, but amongst other things, he also represented Picasso, Braque, Matisse, Léger, Marie-Laurent Saint, many others. And in an act of complete insult to my grandfather, who was a legendary figure and a very brilliant man, the Vichy government actually took away his French nationality because he was Jewish and because he had fled the country. And so they considered the works that had been left in France as quote-unquote abandoned.
And so what becomes of this art at this point? And the idea that it was sort of lost in limbo in this apartment of Gerlitz's heir, essentially paying for his rent on some level.
Well, it is extraordinary because the younger Gerlitz, Cornelius, in fact, was the man who didn't exist. He had no social security number, did not exist for the German government, completely lived under the radar, no rights to pension. He had no identity at all. And so he lived undercover, obviously, with certain galleries and auction houses who were prepared to deal with him, presumably for cash. Who knows? What happens to the art is complicated. It's complicated because the German authorities have refused to date to disclose and publish the list of arts, of the objects, which they obviously have because they repossessed this at least a year and a half ago, perhaps longer. They've had ample time to do an inventory, and they could easily put all that information on the web, and they have refused to do so. We are one of the lucky ones because they flashed the picture of the very prominent Matisse up there, and so clearly ours comes in a separate category. In that trove of things that they found, there are obviously things that were looted. There were things that were probably exchanged. There were things that were probably pressured to be sold in those absolutely anxiety-driven years of 38, 39, where people were selling everything they had for a safe passage. They were things that were probably recovered after the war and never returned. It's going to be an absolute mixed bag of items. And we have never – the Rosenberg family has never stopped searching since 1945. My grandfather started before the end of the war. Once – the minute Paris was liberated, he started to recover and try to recover objects. And we have never stopped that quest. It was first through him, Paul Rosenberg, then my father, Alexandre Rosenberg. My mother, Elaine Rosenberg, toils on it daily through the archives. And now the younger generation, my cousin Anne, my sister Elizabeth, and myself continue on with the quest. And we have recovered all sorts of art, some that are have of very little value, and we pursue them equally because what matters is the moral principle of recovering these arts that were stolen while my family's lives were destroyed.
Is there a particular image, a particular piece of art that has sentimental value to you that you would love to recover that would somehow signify that you are getting to the end of the story?
I think we will be at the end of the story when the list of 60 remaining lost items has been all crossed off. I think there are maybe two items that come to mind. One is a Picasso portrait drawing of my aunt, which would be absolutely lovely for my cousin Anne to recover. I'm sure it would mean a great deal to her. And then there is the Degas portrait of Mademoiselle Dieu, which we nearly recovered a few years ago. And as soon as we made an approach, it went underground again. And it was something that used to hang, I believe, in my grandfather's office. And it would be just a lovely gesture of honor and homage to him as he deserves.
Well, the best of luck and all success in your very arduous journey here.
Thank you.
Marianne Rosenberg, attorney and granddaughter of Paul Rosenberg, a leading French art dealer who lost most of his collection to the Nazis during World War II.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.